This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Parker from Burlington is. Parker, are you there?
Woo!
Parker, if you beat Mr. Migs today, I'm going to send you a really lovely Valentine from us all. How does that sound?
Sounds good. If I lose, I'm telling my fiance that Migs' fault.
Oh,
you're
going to
tell
her
that Migs spanked you or something like that.
I mean, tell her both. Why not?
Yeah.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Parker has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A shape with eight sides is called a what?
Octagon.
Correct. Alcatraz Island is located in what city?
San Francisco.
Yes. On what date in February is Galentine's Day observed?
14th.
No.
Oh, day Friday.
No.
Observed? Pass.
When it comes to specific effects, what does CGI stand for?
Cinema Pass.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn is a famous line from what 30s film?
Casablanca?
No.
Sean Christmas? No, Pass.
What nutrient is responsible for carrying oxygen in the blood?
What
nutrient is responsible for carrying oxygen in the blood?
Iron.
Yes, the new season of Love is Blind starts this Friday and is set in what Midwest state?
Minnesota.
Correct. In Spain, what fruit do people eat 12 of on New Year's Eve?
Mangoes.
Ooh, no, but I do love mangoes. Parker, you got four correct.
Oh.
You know, it could have been better, but it could have been worse.
It could have. That's right.
And I think you might have heard one of my questions wrong, but I don't know if Steve's going to get it anyway. We'll see. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
A shape with eight sides is called a what?
A hexagon?
No.
Octagon.
There we go. Alcatraz Island is located in what city?
That would be in San Francisco.
Correct. On what date is in February is Galentine's Day observed?
Oh, that's today. I don't even know what the hell it is, but I read it this morning. So what is that, the 13th?
Yes! When it comes to special effects, what does CGI stand for?
Computer-generated image.
No.
Computer-generated imaging.
No.
Computer-generated imagery.
Wow, third time's a charm. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn is a famous line from what 30s film?
I've never seen it, but it's Gone with the Wind.
Wow, correct. What nutrient is responsible for carrying oxygen in the blood?
Nutrient? Vitamin C?
No.
I don't know. Protein?
No.
Vitamin D?
No. The new season of Love is Blind starts this Friday and is set in what Midwest state?
Texas?
No. Is that a Midwest state?
I don't think so. Illinois?
No.
Oh, no. I can't think of any of the Midwest.
Do you know
Minnesota?
Yes, you do know.
Get out of here.
Wow, Steve. I knew you love Love is Blind.
Oh, it's my favorite show.
With that, you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-4.
Let's go.
Parker, it was closer than I thought.
Ah, 4. All right.
I'm sorry.
Next time.
Tell your fiance it's all Steve's fault. Yes. I think Parker thought I said Valentine's Day, but I did say Galentine's Day, and it is today. So, Taryn, happy Galentine's
Day. Let's go
Day.
Get mimosas.
Let's do it.
Please don't ever say that again on the radio.
I feel like that's how...
Let's go get mimosas.
I unfortunately really think that's how you sound all the time. And I hated it as well. But I think that's what I sound like so often.
What it sounds like when my wife is watching one of those awful reality shows, and I'm like, change the channel.
You mean like Love is Blind?
Yes. Let's go get mimosas.
Oh my God, guys.
Which new season drops tomorrow, if anyone cares.
Let's get mimosas and watch it.
Yes. God, that is like, that is the story of my life, for real. One that Parker did know, the nutrient that is responsible for carrying oxygen in the blood is iron.
Iron.
Mm. But you still won, so congrats.
Today may be Galentine's Day, but tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So what do you think is considered to be the greatest rock song about love?
Hurt by Nine Inch Nails.
Yes. We're going to tell you after Radiohead. The Daily Mix Show. There's a music website that just assembled a list of the best rock love songs that you might consider listening to while celebrating Valentine's Day. They're claiming that these classic rock songs will set the perfect mood, Steve Miggs.
And that's exactly what we need, Taryn Daly.
We need a mood, and you want to put us to the test with these jams.
I absolutely do. So I went through the list, and I have a few examples just to kind of give you an idea of what kind of songs they're talking about, and then I want to test you guys and see how well you know some of these songs. So, for instance, Aerosmith's Crazy is on this list. The Doors' Light My Fire, which I'm like, oh, yeah. And I didn't even think about how that song's just about, like, desire and wanting somebody. Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Of course.
I mean, not only do you drink Ocean Spray, but you also want to hang out with the ladies or the men, depending.
Yeah.
And then Guns N' Roses' November Rain is another one, which is a song that will never end. And I love that
guitar
song.
Solo ever.
It's the greatest guitar solo, too. All right, so I found a few more. And I've decided to break them up track by track. So I've isolated each instrument of an iconic rock love song. I'm going to play it for you guys, starting with one instrument and working our way throughout the entire instruments. And you have to try and guess the song.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready? The first one I feel like will be pretty easy once you hear it. So Kev is filling in for Danny V. Danny's hanging out with his daughter Lily for Valentine's Day, which is awesome. So Kev, I know you love your music as well. So I feel like you and Taryn might go head-to-head on some of these.
Okay.
Sarah,
sounds good to me.
You're just there for support.
Okay, I can do that.
Watch Sarah actually crushes it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the first one. We go track by track. Uh-oh. All right, I'll add a little bass. Need guitar?
Oh, You Shook Me All Night Long.
Bam!
I feel like Taryn and I kind of got that at the same time.
I thought it was Michael Jackson Beat It.
That's what I thought at first, too.
Dude, the drum beat, yeah.
Yes!
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Beat It's a different kind of love song.
Ha-cha-cha.
All right, ready for the next one?
Let's hear it.
All right. And they also said about AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long, it's a high-energy anthem about unforgettable passion. Mm. Perfect for reliving a wild night.
Ooh.
All right, here's the next one.
Oh.
You think you know it?
What?
Oh, yep.
All right, let's add a little something. Let's add another instrument.
Okay.
A little bass. You think you got it?
I got it.
You think you got it too?
Yeah.
What about, okay, let's see if Sarah can figure it out then.
We say, heartache to heartache, we say. That one?
Yep.
What's it called?
Oh no, heart. Oh no, I have no idea.
The artist.
So Kev's got it.
Yeah.
Taryn's got it.
Oh, I should know this.
You should.
I really should.
Do you know the artist?
Oh no, Love is a Battlefield.
There you go.
Yes. I'm so shocked you're able to figure that out.
Do you know the artist?
No!
Pat Benatar.
A defiant anthem for lovers who face challenges.
Ooh.
Play when love isn't easy, but worth fighting for.
Oh, that's so deep.
All right, you want to do one more?
Yeah.
All right, this one I'm pretty fired up to play. You think you got it?
I think I do.
Okay. Let's add another instrument. A little bass. Kev, are you feeling it yet?
I know the song. I don't know actually what the name of it is or the artist, but I know the... Oh, okay. There we go.
Do you know the artist?
No.
Oh, Star, I know you don't know this one.
Why can't I think of who this is?
It starts with the letter F.
Foreigner!
Bam!
Bam!
They say it's a soaring ballad about vulnerability and emotional discovery. Best for when you're ready to open up.
Oh. These are the cheesiest descriptions ever, and I am here for it.
That's awesome.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow, of course, and Yelp just released a list of the best places to go out on a date. And what's super cool is a few Washington spots made the list. So where are they? We're going to tell you at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, love is in the air with Valentine's Day being tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And I don't know if you saw this, but Yelp put out this list of the top 100 date night restaurants in America that have some of the most intimate and unique and wonderfully rated spots to go and have a date with your sweetheart. And there are a couple of spots from Washington State.
Nice. Washington represent, baby.
Yes. And we have a couple of the owners of those restaurants on to chat about their spot. We're going to chat right now with Chris from the Can-Can Culinary Cabaret right here in beautiful Seattle, Washington. Good morning, Chris Pink.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing great. Congratulations for being on this list of the top places to go for a date night, especially with Valentine's Day tomorrow.
That's exciting, right?
I think all of us have been to the Can-Can. Yes. I have never been on a date night, though. It's always been like a girl's trip or a bachelorette party or something of that nature. But now I'm realizing I need to bring my husband here because it would be the perfect date night.
Absolutely. We've got it all. It's beautiful. We've got food. We've got wine. We've got delicious dessert. We've got it all. It's just the perfect experience for date night.
So when you saw that you were on this list, did you like think, oh, yeah, I know exactly what, like, what is it about the Can-Can that you feel like it makes for a perfect date night?
I think it's because it's a complete experience. From the moment you walk in the door, you're greeted with love and kindness, and our staff is absolutely amazing. You get beautiful cocktails, wonderful food, wine, champagne. It's just the kind of quintessential full experience. The show is the cherry on top.
Dude, the first ever burlesque experience going to a burlesque show was going to Can-Can, and it was incredible.
Oh, that's amazing. I love to hear that.
Now, we've already been kind of nerding out off the microphones about your guys' menu because we've all had the food there and it's so fantastic. But Chris, what would you say is your favorite entree at the Can-Can?
Right now, it is the duck. It is so good. It's duck and it's couscous and there's this delicious sauce. But I last few times my wife and I have been there, I've gone for the duck every time.
I'm a plant-based weirdo and I'm looking at your menu and I'm happy that there's options for me and my wife to enjoy there, but I'm almost ready to just ditch the whole plant-based thing because of the fried oyster sliders sound like the greatest thing ever.
They are so good. So my wife's a vegetarian, and I should say pescatarian because of those sliders.
I'm about ready to start eating fish again just for these sliders.
Yep, they're so good.
Can you tell us a little bit about what show is happening right now on this, front half of 2025?
Yeah, Noir is happening right now, and it is sort of an extravaganza of the senses. It's just really high on the special effects and lighting, but it's just a gorgeous show.
Well, we look forward to checking it out, Chris. And thank you so much for chatting with us about being number 86 on the list of the top 100 date night restaurants in America, the Can-Can, right here in Seattle.
We're going for number one next year.
That's right.
We got it. We're going to make more fried oysters, and we'll make it happen.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. also making the list of the top 100 date night restaurants in America. We're going to take a quick road trip south Vancouver, Washington, and check out Elements Restaurant in Vancouver. We have owner Chef Miguel Sosa on the phone. Good morning, Miguel, and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Why do you think your restaurant was considered to be one of the top date night restaurants in all of America, which is really, really cool?
It is really cool. I was stunned, and you know, it's very cool that I'm the only one in Vancouver. I don't know. I wasn't expecting it. We do our best to always create an environment that is not necessarily fine dining, but it's like, you know, it's my staff is very friendly. We treat everybody with respect, and like it's a family. We have a lot of regulars that, you know, will come back, and we make them feel like this is their second home.
Well, I'd love to ask you, over the years of having the restaurant, you said you had so many people that come back. Like, do you have a favorite story of a couple of customers that came into the restaurant, something that happened that you're just like, man, I'm so glad we own this restaurant. We had this restaurant for the people of Vancouver because blank happened.
Jesus, there's quite a few. I mean, there has been, I think one of them, I can't remember their names. They got engaged in here. They proposed in here upstairs. It was kind of cool. And they called us and came back to also host their wedding in here, which is pretty awesome. I mean, it's something that tells you, like, you know, you're doing something good. You're Absolutely. Doing something to make them feel special. It's what it's all about. It's like, it's long hours of work. It's a lot of work. But at the end, you know, seeing something like that for people to come back and hosted something so special, I mean, it just means a lot, you know. It means a lot for me. It means a lot for the staff. And we become, you know, we become family. And I think that's important.
Chef, what would you say is your favorite entree on the menu? And I know that you're from Mexico originally. You've trained in Chicago and have come up with some pretty amazing chefs that you've learned from. What would you say is your favorite entree on the menu?
Right now, I will have to say is the duck. The duck has a little bit of heritage. I try to always keep a mole on the menu. Try to keep my heritage in the menu itself. I would like to say that one is probably the best. It's kind of like a combination of French, Italian, and Mexican. And it's a blend of American, I mean, it's American food. Reinvented a little bit, I guess, or with my own twist.
Well, that's awesome. And it's Elements in Vancouver. Congratulations again for being in the top 100 date night spots. And it's a real pleasure getting to chat with you. And yeah, we got to make a road trip down to Vancouver, Washington, and enjoy your restaurant.
Yeah, it's an honor, and thank you so much. I very much appreciate you guys contacting me, and you know, we're thrilled, we feel special, and it's, yeah, we're very stoked.
Thanks again, Chef, and people can head to elementsvancouver.com to learn more about your restaurant.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
How crazy is it that both places said that duck was the dish that they everyone should check out?
Right? In. Quack, quack.
Do you know what they say about duck?
What do they say about duck, Steve?
When you eat duck, it makes you want to eat more duck. For Valentine's Day.
And maybe have some luck.
That's exactly the word I was trying to rhyme. It's the perfect Valentine's Day dish. Duck.
Sure. Sorry. A fancy dinner.
Yes.
Maybe involving duck.
Yes.
Is the way to celebrate Valentine's Day. But some people out there, we know, take things to the next level. 206-803-ROCK. Maybe you're doing something crazy like skydiving or something totally unexpected with your Valentine. Whatever it is, we want to hear about it. So call in now and let us know what you have planned for Valentine's Day that's maybe a little out of the ordinary.
The crazier, the better.
206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Van Halen.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
With tomorrow being Valentine's Day and all, we want to know what next level out of the ordinary plans you have cooked up for Cupid's favorite holiday. 206-803-ROCK. Sarah on I-5, tell us about the double date you have planned.
First of all, my husband and I never go out on Valentine's Day. We celebrate it, but never the day of.
We're the same way. We usually wait like the next day or like a couple days afterwards because it's just bonkers on Valentine's Day.
But, absolutely. But last year, my friends and I started doing a thing together, and I discovered this year is the 20th anniversary of Hemp Fest, and the first day is on Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry, did you say Hemp Fest?
No, Hemp Fest.
Like H-U-M-P?
Correct. It is an amateur porn film festival. So you're sitting in a theater with a bunch of people watching amateur porn.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at this. The humpfilmfest.com. Get ready to celebrate two decades of unbridled creativity and sexual expression with the Hump Film Festival.
And let me just say that Rule 34 is real.
Rule 34?
If it's out there, you can make a porn out of it.
Oh, okay. My God. So you've never been to this before?
I went to the for the first time last year.
Okay.
And it was so big for the first time last year that they actually did two parts. Went to both. Absolutely. Just be ready to feel educated and uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's happening.
Tickets are still available, I see, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, it's happening on tomorrow, and it says it's 20 years and going hard.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks for the Valentine's inspiration, Sarah.
Absolutely. If you get the chance to go. It is absolutely the best time.
That is the craziest thing.
I thought for sure that Sarah wrote Hempfest on the screen. But wrote hump by accident. But yeah, this has been a thing that's been going on.
And it goes all over the country.
Apparently, yes, it's happening here. It's also happening in Oregon because you got to keep things weird in Oregon as well, in Portland, and then it's also happening in San Francisco and other cities as well. Yeah, it's touring all over from New Orleans to Chicago. Like, this is a thing.
Are you going to submit some of your home footage, Steve?
We have no home footage, so we will not be. Like Dyson Desire or the other film called A Tickle. Camp Baloney. That's one of the films. These film titles are incredible. Pit of Pleasure.
Ooh.
El Sofa.
This is amazing.
Okay, yeah. Some of these I can't even say. Jello Fantasies.
Wow.
So these are like homemade movies and people go and watch them.
On Valentine's Day. I cannot think of something more romantic than that.
Jeez, man. Going to a restaurant just sounds like boring.
206-803-ROCK. What are the next level out of the ordinary plans you have for Valentine's Day? Can you compete with Humpfest?
I do like this text kind of almost sort of do. And they say, you guys are going to love this. We're going to Portland. And yes, our date night tomorrow night is Steak Bites at the A-Crop. Let's freaking go. Teresa, I love you and I love boobs. Can't wait.
That sounds awesome too.
You know you got to keep her when she's like, let's go celebrate Valentine's Day. At the greatest strip club of all time in Portland, Oregon.
I just love our listeners so much.
I like this one. It has nothing to do with boobs, but inspired by our show, they say we're going to Leavenworth, and we already got our tickets for the Alpine Coaster, haha, the Tumwater Twister.
Nice.
That'd be so much fun. And you can do it as a tandem.
Yes, that's right.
And maybe if you pull out your cell phone, you could be part of Humpfest. No, don't do that. I don't encourage that. That could be very dangerous.
Do you have any big plans that you guys are doing tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night I'm going to be pretend fighting my friends at SOS Pro Wrestling.
Speaking of romance.
Yes, you know, can't get up close and personal with my friends in C4.
God.
It was an easy pitch because when they said, oh, you know, SOS Wrestling is happening Tacoma at Edison Square and it's on Valentine's Day. And, you know, the guy who runs is like, will you be able to be there? I'm like, let me double check. But I feel pretty confident since we've never gone out on Valentine's Day. I'm like, babe, is it cool if we celebrate Valentine's Day on the 15th? She's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm like, is it cool that I put on some spandex and pretend fight my friend? She's like, go knock yourself out. Like, not literally, but go knock yourself out. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow. But then on Saturday, we're gonna do actually a family date thing. We're going to bring Tatum a part of it as well. Because, you know, she's of our family. Like, my wife and I don't give a crap about Valentine's Day. Tatum is fired up about Valentine's Day.
That's really cool.
Making Valentine's. Now I got to remember today to stop at the store and get her a Valentine's Day gift.
Yes, you do.
Because I never get anything from my wife other than flowers.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I mean, today's our anniversary and tomorrow's, you know, Valentine's Day. So we typically kind of celebrate today instead of tomorrow for the same reason that we were talking about. It gets so busy out there.
Yeah.
But we actually celebrated our anniversary kind of and Valentine's Day last weekend. So it's kind of going to be a really boring night tonight.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, save a couple bucks. Stay in. Make me dinner.
Now, what about Sarah?
Well,
oh boy.
I'm not going to lie. I have really basic plans, but I might try to convince George to go to this Humpfest.
Oh my God.
I am looking at it. I think it would be an adventure. It would be maybe sexy, maybe not. Who knows? I don't know how you could not go to this.
We are looking at so many text messages. Someone said, I can't believe you guys have never heard of Humpfest. It's a pretty big deal. Yeah, emphasis on deal, of course.
Yeah.
Here in Seattle.
I don't know how I haven't heard of it ever either.
And it's Dan Savage, the guy that's part of like The Stranger. He's been around forever. You know, he's just an icon. But like, he apparently is the guy who put this together.
I'm surprised Sarah hasn't been tapped to MC this thing.
Right? Or make my own video.
Oh, boy.
Hello? Now, do you think George would be...
Would you submit a video for Humpfest for maybe the 21st anniversary?
If George would be down, absolutely. This was one of my dreams, to be like an amazing porn star. Are you kidding?
And here you go.
This is my stepping stone.
This is your shot.
But we got to see if George will even come to this thing with me.
Oh, boy. Rockaholics, how would you like to be Steve?
He's put up with you with so many different things. I feel like this might be one of the least... crazy things for him to agree to.
That's true.
To watch porn in a big room with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast.
It does. We should all go.
I'll ride it by Sid.
Phrasing, okay. Steve.
Oh,
phrasing.
Wait, I'm wrestling. I can't go. Sorry.
Oh, darn.
How would you like to beat Steve? He's currently 45 wins, 24 losses, and 11 ties in 2025.
And if you do it, we'll film it, and we'll put it in next year's Film Fest.
Oh, my God. Also, yesterday at 5:40, if you were tuned into the men's room, you would have heard 3 correct answers to the game, courtesy of the cheat sheet. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.